This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As marijuana is increasingly legalized in some states, the marketing geniuses are at work. Someday soon, might there be a brand that is to cannabis what, say, Coca-Cola is to brown fizzy water? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman filed this report.
In Bob Marley's vision for a better world.
This is a new online ad from the family of the late reggae singer and cannabis icon.
He advocates for the positive power of the earth.
Yesterday, Bob Marley's family, along with a Seattle-based investment firm, launched what might be the first truly mass-market marijuana brand. It's called Marley Natural. It'll include heirloom Jamaican cannabis for smoking and cigarettes. There'll be medicinal ointments and paraphernalia for sale to adults only starting in late 2015. Here's Bob Marley's daughter, Sadella.
He says it himself. He said, when you smoke the herb, it reveals you to yourself. So it feels very natural for us to use his voice on a global scale, on the many benefits of cannabis.
The Marley name could be a killer marketing app in this booming industry. Meanwhile, big corporate players in liquor and tobacco aren't even trying to compete. Federal illegality makes the pot business way too risky. But marketing consultant Todd Mitchum predicts if Congress legalizes, some of them will rush in.
I don't think a Philip Morris's brand would be hurt by a pivot into cannabis. It's to say, we're tired of killing people, so we're going to go to a plant that's really good for people. I mean, you've seen stranger things in PR.
Of course, most Americans still don't see cannabis as a beneficial, mind-altering pastime, and they may not be ready for slick marketing of everything from joints to powerful pot cookies and candies. Rachel O'Brien is a lawyer and mom in Denver. She helped found the anti-drug abuse group Smart Colorado.
I think if we end up with national brands, the federal government will have no choice. There will have to be more attention on the safety of these products.
Products aimed at adults often get into the hands of kids, O'Brien says. That could run afoul of consumers and government regulators. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.